We've got a rough year ahead when it comes to foreclosures.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from American Public Media in New York. I'm Jeremy Hobson. We have new numbers on foreclosures this morning, and they signal more trouble ahead. Lenders are on track to take back more homes this year than any other year since the recession began. RealtyTrack says last year, banks repossessed just over a million homes, just about 15% more than in 2009. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
In the fourth quarter alone, 230,000 homes were lost to foreclosure, and that was actually during a lull. Major banks halted home seizures temporarily while they investigated legal problems with paperwork, says Ted Geyer at the Brookings Institution.
There is still a clearing going on of the housing market that got delayed through the foreclosure pauses that took place, and that is going to be costly and time-consuming for the banks to work through.
But work through they will, says Geyer. There's really no alternative, with the government's loan modification program falling short and so many people no longer paying their mortgages.
Certainly it's the case that the very weak labor market is causing problems in foreclosures and people's abilities to pay. And I think if you're making forecasts about when the foreclosure numbers will diminish, you have to look at what's going to happen in the labor markets.
Unemployment's not expected to fall to pre-recession levels for years. RealtyTrack predicts a 250,000 more homeowners will enter foreclosure in coming months. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
To food prices now, the cost of basic agricultural commodities have been on a tear. Since last summer, contracts for future deliveries of wheat and corn have almost doubled. And yesterday, there was a 4% jump in the prices of corn and soybeans. Marketplace's John Dimsdale is with us live now from Washington to explain what's going on. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
So why are these prices going up?
Well, yesterday's jump was due to a new report from the Agriculture Department here that predicted smaller harvests for many farm commodities around the world. This overall trend is due to two things: weather extremes. We've had dry weather in Russia and South America, floods in Australia.
Right.
Rains in India are causing a real crisis for onion production there. Plus, there's rising demand. Improving economies in developing nations are making supplies tight. China, for example, is buying a third of the U.S. soybean production. Jan Randolph has been watching this as director of global risk assessment with IHS Global Insight in London.
Millions and millions of people being lifted out of poverty, particularly in Asia and China, but also countries like Brazil. And they have an improving diet, particularly when they have a high meat content. That puts great pressure on feedstock.
So pressure from all sides. John, what can be done about this?
Well, one way is to tamp down on speculation on rising prices, investors trying to take advantage of these prices. So the Commodity Futures Trading Commission is meeting this morning to talk about changing some of the investment rules to try to keep speculators from puffing up prices even more.
All right. Marketplace's John Dimsdale in Washington. Thanks, John.
Thanks.
And let's do the numbers. Markets are mixed across the world right now. Asian stocks closed higher today, but London stocks, they're down by about 0.6% right now. Two warnings this morning for the United States from two big credit rating agencies. Both Moody's and S&P say the U.S. could lose its AAA debt rating if it doesn't bring down long-term pension and health care costs. On Wall Street yesterday, the Dow jumped 83 points to close at 11,755.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Yellow Book 360, offering a spectrum of marketing tools for small businesses designed to go beyond yellow. More at yellowbook360.com. By the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at chevyvolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by Constant Contact Event Marketing, working to help small businesses and nonprofits make their events easier with event registration and marketing tools. ConstantContact.com.
Earnings season continues today when Intel reports its quarterly results after the closing bell on Wall Street. Well, this earnings season, our economics correspondent Chris Farrell is going to be closely monitoring the results coming in from three different companies to get a sense of how our economic recovery is progressing. And Chris joins us now to talk about those companies. Hi, Chris.
Hey, Jeremy.
So what are you going to be watching?
Top of my list, Qualcomm.
Uh-huh.
I bet that's not on the tip of your tongue, but it is a mobile technology giant. You know, Jeremy, we've talked about how I think this sort of mobile internet is going to be the driving force of our economy and of job growth in 2011. So they're a pioneer, they're a major player in the cell phone industry, and they just spent a little over $3 billion to take a major presence in the Wi-Fi industry. So we got cell phone, we got Wi-Fi, we got mobile internet. I'm going to be following Qualcomm.
They cover all the bases. What else, Chris? What else are you going to be following?
Well, another company you probably haven't heard of, Fastenal.
I've never heard of that.
I love Fastenal. It's a almost $9 billion company, and they distribute nuts, bolts, and some 50,000 other industrial parts and tools, basically industrial fasteners. So if you want to know what's happening to industrial America, is industrial America feeling more confident, making some orders? See what's happening with Fastenal. In the third quarter of 2010, they said they saw a slowdown in their orders, you know, toward the end of the year, but looking toward a good 2011. So watch them closely.
All right. So manufacturing, high tech. What's the third one?
Well, the third one, jobs, 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 which means I'm looking at Manpower, the giant temp agency. And by the way, the CEO of Manpower recently said that what they're starting to see is more temp jobs becoming permanent jobs. And I want to see a lot more of that in 2011.
All right. Chris Farrell, Marketplace Economics Correspondent. We'll be watching those. You'll be watching those. And we'll talk to you next time. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
And finally, if you're one of the 8 million people who's lost a job during the recession, I've got an opening to tell you about. The Discovery Channel is looking for a chief shark officer to swim with sharks during Shark Week. Here are the official job requirements. You must enjoy exotic waterfront locations. Sounds pretty good. Buff bodies in bathing suits. And you must look delicious in a wetsuit. Benefits include, quote, lots and lots of insurance. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
It used to be easy to buy a house in this country. Way too easy. No money down, no income verification.
Nobody forces me to buy a Ferrari. I can't afford it. If you lower the bar at the Ferrari dealership to the point where I qualify, look out.
I'm Kai Rizdal, a look back and a look forward at the American housing market, a co-production with Los Angeles public television station KCET. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.